Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Mexico's Federal Commission for Protection Against Sanitary Risk, COFEPRIS, on Sunday authorized Cuba's Soberana and Soberana Plus homegrown vaccines for emergency use in adults. The authorizations issued by this commission are part of the National Health Regulation Strategy, which allows reviewing and giving access to the largest number of health care supplies as long as the quality, safety, and efficacy of the product are verified. As a national regulatory authority of reference qualified by the Pan American Health Organization, COFEPRIS decisions are recognized by various countries of the continent, so the approved vaccines are likely to be used in other nations. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel met on Sunday in Moscow with Cuban workers in Russia as part of his official visit to this nation. During the meeting, the head of state explained the current reality in Cuba and the world, the country's efforts to confront the tightened United States blockade, and the economic situation aggravated, as in the whole world, by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Cuban statesman recalled that precisely in the most critical moments of the disease in Cuba, the enemies of his social project stepped up their aggressive policy, especially in the economic, commercial, and financial spheres. Cuban Sunday highlighted the importance of creating a special fund to cover damages and losses in countries vulnerable to climate change, agreed upon at the closing session of the climate summit, COP27. On its Twitter account, the Cuban Foreign Ministry stressed that the meeting concludes 2 days later than expected after intense negotiations, and pointed out that the capital must be based on new, additional, predictable, and adequate financial resources. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez also tweeted about the importance of the urgency now to implement decisions on vital issues such as a fund to financial losses and damages, mitigation, adaptation, and a new financial goal. The global anti-blockade movement, NEMO, condemned the impact of U.S. blockade against Cuba at a forum attended by Connecticut congressmen and consular representatives from Latin America and the Caribbean. Jose Oro, NEMO's member of board of directors, expressed his condemnation of the coercive measures imposed on Cuba for over 60 years in order to stifle Cuba's economy, bringing about despair and overthrowing its government. Oro, a Cuban resident in the United States, condemned the extraterritorial impact of Washington's economic, commercial, and financial blockade, targeting Cuba's strategic development lines and causing serious damage to its people. As he reminded legislators, over 50 of Trump's provisions were implemented during the COVID-19 pandemic, and even so, Cuba faces health emergency much more efficiently than nations boasting of greater technological capabilities and wealth. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel on Saturday sent a heartfelt embrace to participants in the regional meeting of Cubans residing in Europe and acknowledged their initiatives against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba. On his Twitter account, the Cuban leader acknowledged the support of the Cuban nationals in the struggle against the COVID-19 pandemic, their determined response to disinformation operations on Cuba, as well as their actions taken against the U.S. blockade imposed for over 60 years. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, on the other hand, also celebrated on Twitter this new exchange, scheduled for 3 days in Germany, where commitment, unity, and strengthening of Cubans living abroad and the homeland prevail. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, Looking forward to meeting again next Monday.